This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
And I wish I hadn't ordered my damn Irish shirt for St. Patty's Day from some Chinese company. God.
Sorry.
It's like a size large. I look like a runway model I'm wearing. Right,
but whose fault is that? You had it a week and a half ago or a week ago. You should have tried it on. I mean,
it's all right. I have a very handsome shirt on today.
What do you got? Show us. You know, we can only. All right.
Ronnie Reagan. And at the bottom says, "I smell hippies."
Oh boy.
So anyway, it's St. Patty's Day on Friday, so I will have my Guinness, my one drink of the year.
The green Guinness?
No, I'll just drink regular Guinness. But Guinness is actually good. I like it, but I don't drink so. Well, when I drink beer, I drink real beer.
Why are our names on the screen?
Oh. And I would also like to congratulate Michaela Schifrin, the greatest skier of all times in World Cup. She just broke the all-time record for the most wins in World Cup, the 87, I believe she's up to. And Ingemar Stenmark's. I believe he had the record. So she kicks ass and she's really a woman. Trust me. And I'm rooting for these guys. Where's the flag? The flag's over there.
Right there.
Yeah. The flag's over there. There.
Who the hell are they?
World Baseball Classic. US. This is the US team logo. They changed the hat this year. 2017. We won. And this was the hat, and it cost me 40 some bucks. And this year, all they changed was the rim is blue. And I'm like, I'm not giving them another 50 bucks for a friggin' blue rim to wear for a week. I'm cheap. I got this one. Go USA. Anyway, and all you people who like my mug, I'm sorry, but I'm going with the Irish one today. Okay, 10 bucks. There you go. I'm at least a third Irish. It's amazing I don't like to drink. You would think I would. Anyway, we're going to. Well, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for March 14th.
2023.
There you go. We're going to start with something new tonight. It's a quickie, but this is good. This is Sex Lives of the Rich and Famous. Pay attention, Rick.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
He even gave you the sound effect. Oh, Gary, you like Trump. You don't like Trump. You got to admit, he is a showman. No doubt about it. Speaking of showmen, Disney, poor Walt must be rolling over in his grave at these idiots, but I hate them now. I mean, there's lots of reasons, but this one's personal. They're dropping the song Zippity Doodah from the twice daily parades at the theme parks. Can you believe that shit?
I can't sing a song to you now.
Well, yeah, I know, but every time I see you at work, what do you say?
Zippity doo-dah, it's your turn.
Yeah, there you go. You know, zippity doo-dah, I like that. I even got a couple of memes that say zippity doo-dah on them and stuff. You know, that's my thing. But they've taken away from the twice daily parades at the theme park because they became suddenly aware that the song came from the 1946 film Song of the South. And that's a leftist no-no because the movie's perceived to have racial overtones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
More cancel culture. Jeez.
Yeah, from 1946, for Christ's sake. But it's a happy movie. It offers a romanticized view of the South during Reconstruction. You know, after Lincoln and the Union already freed the slaves. You know, how dare any Southerners be happy and sing songs? They're friggin' show tunes, for God's sakes.
They do these songs on American Idol, for God's sakes. I mean, well, not,
probably doing zippity doo-dah now.
Not anymore.
ABC will have a shit fit.
Yes, they will.
So they replaced me. I mean, they replaced it.
You might get replaced too.
We can all be replaced. With a song from Peter Pan, which started in 1902. The character Peter Pan first appeared in an adult novel called The Little White Bird. Yes. That can be perceived as having pedo overtones, but I guess that wouldn't bother Disney, would it?
Nope.
They're so woke. And I'm sure the fact that the little boy who can fly is always played by a woman because, of course, you know, he wants to be one. So anyway, that's okay with Disney. And you guys get it. Zippity doodah only lives here now. Anyway. Oh, I got more Disney news too, though. I heard Rick, this is important because I know you watch everything. You have some free pass. You can watch all the new movies, right?
It might be a secret.
No, it's not a secret. No,
he just can't give us the password.
Exactly. Yeah, when you're in SAG after, you get the DVD screeners. You look at all the movies, or if you don't get the DVDs, you get the website and the password. You watch it, then you go vote. You know, that voting thing that I do.
Okay. So you can watch everything.
Yeah, like cocaine bear that I want to see.
Well, this movie you're not going to be able to watch.
Uh-oh.
Because my additional Disney news is I heard they're canceling their new kids movie after DeSantis slapped them and they're woke. Why? It was going to be a sequel.
To what?
It was about a trans whale. They were going to call it Maybe Dick.
I can't.
Boom, boom. I need that rim shot sound effect. Man. That was a good one.
I don't have one here.
I know, but that was a good joke. Was that Biden?
That was Biden, yeah.
Come on, man.
Fuck you, Joe. There, my first F word of the night. Anyway.
And probably not the last.
So since we're discussing history a little bit there, we've got a new segment tonight. I think you guys are going to enjoy this. So get ready, because here is Off the Hook Radio 2.0, This Week in History.
King Arthur came a lot, didn't he?
I think you mean that he's associated with the court of Camelot.
No, it definitely says King Arthur came a lot.
Camelot.
Camelot?
Yeah, it's his court, where he held court. It's a place.
All right. But do we know if he came a lot? Or, like, just the same as an average man? Like, about a tablespoon?
The only evidence I have in that regard is that he is said to have had one child.
Right. So probably not.
Probably not.
I'm sorry. And I even know these are coming, and I'm still laughing my ass off. That was hysterical.
I'm watching you laugh. I can watch you laugh. You can't see what I do, but I can see everything you do.
I mean, the red-haired lady's a comedian. And the other woman, I assume, is an actress, but she's a good one, you know, to pull off the blank face, because she convinced me that she really, you know, this was like, who was that guy who made the Borat movie?
Oh,
you know who I mean.
Yeah.
he would go around and he would like interview people as Borat for the movie. Hmm. And he had him convinced he was serious. And that looked like one of those deals to me. That was so good. Anyway. So the biggest story this week is the collapse of the woke bank SVB. We've got a picture of that.
I do.
Yeah. Biden's going to save the woke depositors though, which is partly good as it settles nervous people down a little bit. But it's also bad because FDIC insurance only covers $250,000 of your deposits, period. So why would you leave $100 million in one bank? But Joe's saving the workers by having the FDIC cover it all. Yeah, that guy. Diaper boy. Anyway, so he's having the FDIC cover it all. And my answer to that is, yeah, right. And he goes, and it won't cost the taxpayers a dime. No government bailout. I mean, obviously he doesn't remember, but one of his staffers must remember that Obama took a lot of shit for bailing out Lehman Brothers investors and stuff during their collapse in 08. So I guess he's decided he's going to wobble again. I mean, run again.
No wobble is right.
I see messages from the audience.
Oh, yeah. Those are messages? Yeah, I'll go check them out.
That's cool. Anyway, hi guys. But this whole thing, you know, they're bailing out Oprah and all these other ones. Slim, you know some of these people.
Yeah, there was Roblox.
Roku was there.
Roku, I don't remember what theirs was. I think it was 260 million, maybe. Roblox, 150 million. Oprah was, you know, 590 million. Prince Harry, Meghan Merkel, their money is all there. I mean, this was not a bank for you and I. This was a bank. This was a startup company, or this was a bank for startup companies and for high profile left celebrities. I mean,
over 97% of their depositors had more than $250,000 in the bank.
Correct. This was not just your average, you know, bank for
normal. And their board of 12 people had one person with banking experience on it.
Yes. And they all got paid bonuses on Thursday before this all happened as well.
Well, yeah, but the president also sold a shitload of stock a month ago. He knew it was coming.
Of course.
But, you know, bailing out Oprah and the rest for over the $250,000 FDIC limit, it's going to raise the FDIC insurance rates that are charged all the bank because all that money's got to be replenished. Okay. So while it's not going to cost the taxpayers one dime, who do you think pays the banks in fees for the FDIC insurance?
Yeah, that'd be me.
You get one and you get one.
Yeah, you guys guess it.
No, correct. It's us. I was listening to numerous different people talk on today, and not just on Fox, but on other networks as well. And if they hadn't done this, though, I think the general consensus was there would have been a run on the banks. I mean, there was a second bank that they took over last Sunday night that they closed in New York City that the Fed went in and shut down. And I think this was if they hadn't stepped in and done what they'd done, this would have been a big problem, especially with social media. One of the guys pointed out that President Biden needed to move at the speed of Twitter with this. And he didn't mean just Twitter. He meant social media in general. And that's what really needed to happen. Because of the speed of social media, there could have been a bank run and an entire financial collapse this morning very easily.
Well, the fact that Janet Yellen is one of the three people making the decisions doesn't make me feel any more comfortable about it either. I mean, you know, she makes Biden look like he makes sense.
Well, there was news came out this afternoon that she is sick and maybe stepping down. So we'll see.
I'd like to see her step off the curb like Hillary did. You remember that? That was hysterical.
I do.
Two guys grabbing her big fat arm. Anyway, you know, I hope it's okay too. I mean, Slim, seriously, we got enough problems. But if the government tries to use this crisis to digitize our money, there's going to be trouble. I mean, we can't ever allow the government to do that, because then they can basically turn on and off our debit cards. And quite frankly, the three of us would be high on their list of people to turn off, because you've got a clip from Joe. What's he say?
I don't
remember.
A word from our leader?
If you're paddling upstream in a canoe and a wheel falls off, how many pancakes fit in a doghouse?
I'm sorry. Hit the wrong button.
It's at the beginning of the show.
Oh, that one. It is what it is.
But if they can do that, there's going to be hell to pay, because we can't stand that. We can't have the government have that kind of power. It's bad enough that they take our money in taxes, but we're going to show you here at Off Hook Radio. We like to demonstrate things to make our point. We're going to show you what it's going to be like if the government digitizes money to us. This is what it's going to be like.
You do not wish this on your worst enemy. Look at this. Bang, right there. Left nut, right nut, center of the shaft. God almost snuck up his asshole, for God's sake. You can't get more square than this. You give this bad boy about 35 seconds to kick in. Run the pain up your belly. We've all been there. And this man's going to be ready to jump off a fucking bridge. Our thoughts and prayers.
That's still hard for me to watch that one.
Oh, it is. It is.
You were a pitcher.
I was.
Did you ever get a comebacker in the...
No. And you know what? I never wore a cup either.
Pitching, you didn't wear a cup?
I did not wear a cup. Nope.
You're lucky I wasn't your father. I'd have kicked your skinny little ass.
Did not wear a cup.
I want grandchildren, God damn it. I played catcher for the first 5 years. I played Little League because I was really good at it. But by the time... And I took plenty off of there and broke my fingers all the time. And by the time I was 12 years old, I was the best player. And I thought, you know what? I'm the best player. I can play wherever the F I want. And it ain't catching. I'm tired of getting smacked in the gones twice a season. So I gave that up, became a third baseman. But
let's wear
a cup at third base.
Hmm. Let me ask you a question about this, going back to the banking thing. You know, you said
Irish power.
If the bank, if they're trying to digitize our money, have they not already digitized our money? Our money is all it's all on a computer. We are only as rich as that computer that holds our balance says. And if that computer is not functioning or doesn't function, or
think they're trying to kill crypto so bad?
Oh, they're definitely
they want to do it.
Well. I agree with that, but they'd be stupid to kill it. They may as well just take over one of the existing blockchains that's already there. I mean, they've had numerous different attempts. XRP was one of the chains that they could have used, years ago. That would have been a perfect chain for the government crypto. But you're right. They want to do it themselves, and they will eventually.
Look, they perpetuated this themselves, and I've got a little monologue here about them saying it's not their fault. I'll get to it in a minute, but. Look, Biden came into office, inflation was like 1.5%. Okay. It went up well over 9. It's still at 6. It's still over 4 times what it was when he came into office. And they kept interest rates down to help Obama, which I guess I'll talk about that too in a little bit. But these guys are on long-term bonds at like 0.5%. But all their obligations are short-term obligations. And when your long-term obligations lose all that money, you can't meet your short-term obligations. And if I'm a person with $100 million, I'm not going to be leaving it in SVB Bank anyway. I'm going to be sticking it in bonds at 3.5%. I don't want their 0.75%. I'm going to be yanking my money out and moving around. So they brought all this crap on themselves with inflation. And then because the Fed had to raise interest rates. So then all these risky things that they did were friggin' worthless because interest rates were up. So the bond market collapsed for the low end. I mean, when interest rates are 3.5%, nobody wants to buy your damn bond that's at 0.75%. Why would they do that? They won't. So all those things that they listed as assets That's the strength of our bank. These are our assets. We're going. And I understand SVB hadn't looked at their damn data sheet in 9 months. They didn't even have a risk manager. They got $180 billion in assets and they don't even have a risk manager. It's like you're just asking for this shit. But anyway, I do hope it. I do hope it works out. I mean, you know, we don't want it going bad. We don't want people panicking, freaking out, and stuff. The regional banks that were in a little trouble came way back today. They did fine. So I think the market has calmed down. I think it's going to be okay. And if this is all Biden does about it, I'm not happy with it, but I understand it. I'm not going to criticize them for it. But if they use it as an excuse to digitize our money and put the government in charge of the banks, we got a serious issue. So, you know, we showed you the funny version of what it's going to feel like. But we've got this is a real life lesson and we want it to sink in. Now we're going to show you this clip here. This isn't about poker. It's about life. And it's about what we need to take into consideration every single day when we're dealing with these people. Don't believe everything you see. Here we go.
I bet a nickel.
Hang on there a minute, Moonpie. I want to teach you something. Look at your cards and then look in the mirror.
Hey, I'm smiling.
Uh-huh. And what does that tell me about your cards?
That I like them?
Attaboy. Now, look at my face. Tell me what you see.
That you're old.
It's a good thing I love you. I'm gonna look at my cards again.
You're unhappy.
Which means?
You don't have good cards.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna see you, nickel, and raise your quarter.
Quarter?
You can fold.
No, I have good cards. You have bad cards. I'm in. Nines and fives.
That's too bad. Three queens. You lose!
What? But you weren't happy.
I made you think I was unhappy.
But that's lying. You lied to your moon pie.
I bluffed my moon pie.
Do people know about this?
Sheldon, what's on a person's face is not always what's in their heart.
Well, this changes everything. How do you know who to trust?
You don't. That's what makes life interesting.
It's also what makes life scary as hell. But I thought that was pretty damn good, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's from
young Sheldon.
Except you can't see a bet and raise it.
At a home game, you can.
What do they know?
Wyatt Earp used to do that. I mean, back in the olden days.
Yeah, do it now. See what happens. Oh, you can't do that.
Well, then I got some guy like you go, that's a string bet. You can't do it. It's call.
Yeah, it is.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Just in case some of my friends are looking and go, he should have said something about that. I did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. So anyway, speaking of not believing everything you see, what the fuck was this?
Come on.
So I'll show you.
Oh.
Yeah, leave that up for a second.
Okay, I can do that. I'll leave it up for a second. Right.
Hershey put a trans woman on a candy bar. Got some customers calling for a boycott. See, it says her, she. And that is Faye Johnston on there, a trans woman who's co-owner and executive director of a Canadian consulting firm. So they couldn't even get an American tranny for an American candy bar. They got a Canadian. And he describes himself as queer, trans, and feminist. There you go. Wait, what I need, a feminist with a dick. Nobody will ever make sandwiches at the picnic that way.
Shouldn't there be a limit on how many of these they can choose instead of, you know, I mean, I'm okay with it. Can't we just fucking have a limit? You can only be one or two instead of, I mean, some of them are like fucking six and seven.
Queer, trans, and feminist is just one too many for you.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Just be queer
or pick one. Well, this campaign's renewed a heated discussion over gender identity and trans rights online. You got all kinds of rights online. Just stay out of my fucking face. So you can have your rights. It led to the hashtag boycott Hershey's to jump to the top of Twitter trends last Thursday. And there's at least 150 bills targeting transgender people introduced so far this year. They say it's targeting, but a lot of them are about child mutilation. But this is what Hershey did. And they thought this somehow, put that picture back up again, Slim.
Sure.
They thought somehow that this guy was going to convince you to buy more Hershey bars. How'd that work out?
Probably didn't.
No, because people raised hell about it. So, you know, I think this whole thing went over about as well as a swinging dick in the ladies' swim team locker room. And we all know that just recently happened. So this is still being a partially free country. An American company decided to fight back. They're called Jeremy's Razors. They decided to roll out Jeremy's Chocolates. They sold 500,000 bars in 2 days. I mean, what genius marketing plan could do that? This one. Jeremy's Chocolate, she, her, nutless. Jeremy's he, him, nuts. I mean, is that awesome or what? I mean, this is just friggin' fantastic. It's a giant fuck you to the woke left here. You know, just sell your candy. We don't need your politics. You know, and after Disney, you'd think a company as big as Hershey's would just chill out a little bit, but they didn't. So this happened. Now, just to show you how genius I think this was and why I made it a segment on the show, this is the ad that Jeremy's Razors ran for Women's Day. Go ahead.
International Women's Day is upon us again, and I love an international woman. But our friends over at Hershey's, they don't even know what a woman is. They've hired a biological male to be the spokesperson for their Women's Day campaign, and they're calling that campaign, and I swear I'm not making this up, Hershey. It's humiliating. And it's the reason that I'm launching Jeremy's Chocolate. We have two kinds. She, her, and he, him. One of them's got nuts. If you need me to tell you which one it is, keep giving your money to Hershey's. But if you're tired of giving your money to woke corporations that hate you, and you're looking for a delicious chocolate bar from a company that actually wants your business, head over to IHateHersheys.com and order Jeremy's Chocolate today.
I mean, he bought IHateHersheys.com just to do this. This is the guy makes razors, but he's an American.
Razors?
Yeah. Jeremy's Razors. They're actually pretty good. They're cheaper than the crap you buy from Schick's and Bix and all them other places. But I thought that was, I was going to say that takes balls, but that would probably be, that's a little too much. But I loved it. That's how you market to America. 98% of America just wants to be left the fuck alone. You know, but they've got 2% stirring it up, trying to make you think that 2% is the majority. They're not. But a woke corporation like Hershey's, now they're woke. Hershey's is woke. I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania. I grew up 30 minutes away from Hershey's. I've been in the chocolate factory. I've been in their stadiums. I've been in every damn thing that they own out there, the amusement park, the whole thing. It's a great company. They make Reese's peanut butter cups. How could a company that makes Reese's peanut butter cups be bad?
Yeah, they're the best.
They are. But they're trying with this. I mean, come on. Just sell your fucking candy. That dude is not going to get me to buy a Hershey's bar. I'm sorry. And I mean, I like Hershey's dark chocolate, and I buy that sometimes, although I prefer my cocoa content to be a little higher. But Hershey's dark chocolate's okay. It's good. Does it a pinch. I ain't buying it next time.
Done.
Yeah. But I mean, like every 2 months or so, I just got to have a peanut butter cup. You know, I just won't look at the little fine print on the back that says made by Hershey's Corporation, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I'm trying to get to that website now, and I can't get to it. I hit Hershey's.com.
It's not there?
It's just, this site can't be reached.
You can go to Jeremy's Chocolate.
Is it Hershey or Hershey's with an S?
I think, I don't know. I think it's Hershey. I think it's Hershey's with an S.
Nope, ain't coming up.
Yeah, because they don't hate.
They took it down.
Maybe they could have. They very well could have. They could have got a cease and desist.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, 500,000 chocolate bars in 2 days.
That's a lot.
And this was a week ago.
That's a lot of money.
There's still smart people in America. There's still people who friggin' get it. This is why I try to be optimistic. People like Jeremy's razors make me optimistic. I'm telling you, if this guy had dark chocolate, I'd have dropped a couple hundred bucks on Jeremy's chocolate. I'd have filled up my freezer, you know. But, and you know, he did it quick to get to make a point, and I'm sure he has some side company doing the chocolate for him, but that's fine.
Yeah, he just had wrappers made, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple.
So it's a giant fuck you to the woke left. I love it. Anyway, so what's up next?
Stupid criminal of the week.
Oh God, stupid criminal of the week. We got pictures of all five of them, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
There they are, stupid criminals of the week. It's five of them. I mean, it's pretty bad because the article that I have that talks about them is from CNN.
If you're using them, then it's pretty bad.
Well, it's the first one I found. I threw it in there. But cartel suspected of American kidnappings issues apology letter. Well, I know the four people weren't kidnapped. Two of them were already dead. They were murdered. You can't be kidnapped after you're murdered, can you?
Well, they were kidnapped and then murdered.
Or were they murdered?
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah, then they tortured the other two a little bit, but one guy was shot in the leg. He survived. The woman survived. But the other two guys, they just threw their bodies in the truck. You can't kidnap a dead person. You can't be kidnapped after you're...
I don't know what the hell that was.
Okay.
I thought Zip was frozen from
me. I echoed.
Something. Wow.
Well, anyway, this cartel believed responsible. They admitted it. This is CNN.
Nobody's at fault for anything. We're CNN.
Yeah, you're at fault for your shitty ratings because you suck. But anyway, the cartel responsible for the armed kidnapping and murders last week. Oh, the armed kidnapping that killed two Americans. They also killed a Mexican woman who was shot. She just happened to be near the scene. Issued an apology letter and handed over five of their members to local authorities, according to the images circulated online in a version of the letter obtained by CNN from an official familiar with the investigation. They do believe the letter to be authentic. Here's the letter. The Gulf Cartel apologizes to the Society of Matamoros, the relatives of Miss Arelli, who was the Mexican killed, and the affected American people and families. Affected, another left-wing term for murdered and kidnapped. We just call it affected. It doesn't sound so bad. It's like transgender. It doesn't sound as bad as guy with a dick. Sorry. The bodies of the two Americans killed in the kidnapping were delivered Thursday to U.S. diplomats. The five men were then seen lying face down and restrained on the pavement. We took this picture of them. Show this picture again.
Sure. Hold on. There you go.
This is after the authorities got there and they sat their asses up, but they were tied up by their own cartel. Basically they said, fuck you guys. You're bringing too much heat down on us.
Oh, it was unsanctioned, so they didn't want unsanctioned shit happening.
Well, they say it's common for the Mexican cartels to release messages to authorities or rival groups after a high-profile incident. But the official confirmed the legitimacy of the letter, said Mexican and U.S. law enforcement officials investigating the kidnapping strongly doubt the sincerity of their apology. but they suspect the apology was issued after the attack brought considerable public attention and scrutiny to the actions of the cartel. This development comes after a local leader of the Gulf cartel wanted for past kidnappings was arrested by Mexican authorities a week before in Reynoso, according to a U.S. official. So basically, cartel leader Ernesto Sanchez Rivera, who also has ties to Jalisco New Generation cartel, which is a badass cartel. Gulf cartel isn't a big deal, but Jalisco, they're a big deal. Them and Sinaloa, they're probably the two baddest of the five or six of them.
They're all a big deal, dude.
Well,
they killed us.
The bodies were finally returned. Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown were the two Americans killed in the kidnapping. And the other two people were freed. I think that the reason this apology letter came out and had even a modicum of sincerity to it was because the Gulf cartel isn't as strong as a lot of the other ones. They're one of the smaller ones. They've been having trouble lately. One of their top guys just got busted. And you've got every American politician with a pair of cojones saying, we need to strike these fuckers there. We need to go after them. This is the guys doing human trafficking, doing the fentanyl, doing all this stuff. We need to punish these bastards. So I think this letter basically should have been, the headline of the letter should have been, don't bomb us or send in Delta Force, okay? Please, pretty please. I've got $400 million in the bank and all these chicas. I want to live a happy life. Don't kill me. Don't kill me now.
Well, not if they were with SVB.
No, Biden give it back to them.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So they can meet cartel's payroll. Got to meet that payroll. No taxpayer money involved. Remember, go back to the Sheldon thing in your mind. Don't believe everything you hear. Yeah, that was my Biden impersonation. You know how he whispers when he gets all wacky? Ronald Reagan, that liberal. Anyway. So anyway, they are stupid criminals of the week because they got turned in by their own gang. I mean, fucking A. But this is my rant of the week. I am so tired of these incompetent boobs, meaning the administration and the media, telling us it's not their fault. Bullshit. Of course it is. I mean, is there anybody out there who thinks that if COVID didn't come along, Trump would not have been reelected with Nixonian types electoral numbers? Of course he would have. He wouldn't have gotten Reagan numbers, you know, with like, what, they only one state in the District of Columbia, but I mean, Nixon's reelection was huge. It would have been something like that. The economy was booming and the Fed was slowly moving interest rates back up to normal because Trump had the economy going so well, they got off of zero or negative and started trying to put some interest back into the bank money. And Trump's economic numbers were way lower than they should have been if the Fed would have left rates at zero. But they did that for 8 years under Obama, and it was kind of like, well, we need to start inching them back up now. And that's fine. But we still had 3.5% growth with interest rates going up 2%. So really, we had 5.5% growth. I mean, the guy was doing a great job. He was a pain in the ass, but he was doing a great job.
Just mean tweets, that's all.
Well, it's a little more than that, but that's all right. But he was right on so many things. I mean, you know, I didn't like him at the beginning, but I did find him amusing. But then his policies kicked in, and we were doing great. So the economy was booming. Interest rates were moving back up to normal. And this what's happening now is all crap, and we've caught on. Now we're printing money like crazy, and the risks we encourage banks to take, long-term debt at extremely low rate, is killing them because the same people that told them to take those risks have caused inflation And now the Fed has to do quick rate hikes to slow it. Long-term bonds are losing value faster than California real estate. I mean, and that's bad. Trust me. And I watched Tucker last night. And he asked for a response on the foreign policy situation in Ukraine from all the Republican contenders, whether they're declared or not. And I will tell you this now, America. Trump, DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Governor Kristi Noem, all of them get it. Fat boy Christie, he doesn't get it. Unfortunately, the senator from South Carolina, who I like, Tim Scott, he doesn't get it either. And neither does Nikki Haley. So as far as I'm concerned, those three, they're out. Because we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to prop up our little dictator in a losing cause in Ukraine. Meanwhile, China is helping Russia now. The one geopolitical alliance we have been scared of. The one this guy told you. Can you see him?
He's there.
There he is.
He's there.
You can never let China and Russia become allies. It's the one thing that America would have a hard time dealing with. And guess what Biden has already done? He's made them allies. So while we deplete our military to defend Ukraine's borders instead of our own, China is getting ready to go for Taiwan. The more stuff we send over there, the less we got to save Taiwan, which is what they want. And if 70% of the semiconductor production, which is how much is out of Taiwan, is taken over by China, then the yuan, which is their currency, China's currency, can become the world's reserve currency. And frankly, without the semiconductors and the dollar being the world's reserve currency, our economic situation will go from rough, like it is now, to, wasn't the Great Depression a piece of cake? I mean, we need adults in charge, and we need them now.
Not that one.
No. Not that
one. Not that one.
And on that somber note, I do believe it's time for Authentic Radio's 2.0's Reel of the Week. This is Snarky Beer Kid. Enjoy.
Come on, Pete here. Come get your beer. Come on. Who wants it? Hot day, cold beer.
Hey, honey, want a beer?
Interest you dolls in a cocktail? This one's on me. Maybe later I can get on you.
Would you like an ice cold beer?
Beer.
It's ladies' night. Bitches drink free.
You're gonna have to check your ID, though. No, just kidding. You're old.
I don't know how you would be allowed to sell something alcoholic. You're not old enough. You're not 21.
Are you gonna buy something?
No, I'm not gonna buy something, but I don't think that you're doing. I think you're doing something against the law. Okay, so I suggest you leave.
Okay, listen, Hitler, there's no German beer here, so move along.
What a smart-ass kid you are, boy.
You need to loosen up, have a beer. Hey, Toots, how about a beer?
No, thank you.
Your mouth says no, but your fat gut says yes. Hey, what's up, Julio? Want a cerveza? Hey, there's the happy couple. How about a beer?
Can I use my laundry dough?
You're obviously not using it for laundry.
I'll have two.
You should drink them both so your girlfriend looks better. Would you two young broads like...
Where was that?
Huh? I don't know, but you remember when you said about us being replaced? that kid could replace any of us.
That is
snark gold right there. I don't know. That was some hidden camera show or something. I'm sure they wrote this crap for the kid, but
he
delivered. That was awesome. Oh, the beer kid. I loved him. So anyway, while the government's growing more evil by the week, we can't forget that most of it really isn't all that bright. They actually think they're geniuses, and we're all the dummies. But the IRS proved my point for us again this week. This is hard to believe it's real, but this is why I don't have to write as many jokes as I used to. They do it for me. The IRS has called for thieves to report stolen income.
Well, only if it was over $600, I think. You can steal $600 for free, but after that, you got to tell the IRS you stole it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a bewildering rule about self-reporting income from crimes, and Twitter users are, of course, mocking the IRS, as they should. According to the IRS publication 525, taxpayers are legally required to report the value of whatever property they stole during the tax year. Quote, if you steal property, you must report its fair market value in your income in the year you steal it, unless in the same year you return it to the rightful owner. Yeah, that happens all the time, bucko. Ah, there you go.
So wait.
The same rules apply to bribery, drug deals, and any other income-earning crimes.
Well, I could just go into Best Buy and steal a TV, take it back right before I file my taxes, then just go steal it again.
I want you to feel okay. The IRS purportedly only uses the information solely for tax purposes and doesn't hand over evidence to law enforcement.
Right.
You know, be honest with you, with this administration, I would do that. You go, well, most criminals that vote Democrat, so, yeah. The IRS be like, get money wherever you can, but I want my cut, too. This is the best thing I've learned in a while, an amused commentator wrote. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders had a quote. Where was hers? No, I lost it.
I just wonder if there's actually anybody that's stupid enough to do this. I mean, are you going to, I mean.
Oh, no, I have Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the next story. Never mind.
I can't believe any thief is going to report their stolen money on their income taxes. I actually could. When I drop my tax off the accountant next week, I'm going to ask him if anybody is going to, if anybody's reported their stolen.
I think one of the important things is what section of the IRS form do you tell them that you're cheating on the tax return to begin with? Right? I mean, that's stealing, you know, I'm asking for a friend. But criminals who don't report their income from stolen goods may be penalized.
Ooh.
Well, hell, they aren't going to jail anymore, so might as well have the IRS get them. There were 370 tax fraud offenders sentenced in 2021. 370.
Well, with 86.
Wonder how many million larcenies were committed in 2021. I don't think 370 is a very successful percentage, do you?
No.
I mean, is this why we need 86,000 more IRS agents? Yeah, they're going to go down the barrio because they all have guns now, right? We're going to have shootouts between IRS agents and gangs. You know, the IRS agents will be, you know, the two-fisted grips, you know, and they'll be outnumbered by the gangs 20-1, but the gangs shoot like this. they can't fucking hit nothing.
They're like stormtroopers.
I swear to God, if those gangbangers learned to fucking shoot, they'd save all those young kids' lives from the stray bullets and stuff. That's what pisses me off.
Well, but it's not cool to hold your gun that way. The right way.
If you're going to shoot at somebody, you got to hit them.
Well, they don't. They got to look cool while they're doing it.
You gotta fire 17 bullets like this, maybe one will get them. Whereas if I had that clip with 17 bullets, I have 17 chances to hit 17 people. But then again, the rule is you're shooting them until they drop. So maybe 5 people. Anyway, I mean, this is just fucking horrible. I mean, they also don't tell you, I mean, these people that steal stuff aren't obviously the rich. And the 86,000 agents were supposed to go after the rich, which we all know that's bullshit. But can you deduct the crowbars and hammers and pillowcases? I mean, these are tools of the job, right? You know, when I'm self-employed, and I was self-employed for a fair amount of time. As a lobbyist, I was self-employed. Every damn thing I did related to that was a deduction. You know, I mean, when I win enough at poker that I got to pay taxes on it, everything I spent to play poker, including my travel and stuff, comes off of it. I don't pay taxes on it. I get to deduct all that stuff. So do the thieves get to deduct that stuff? I don't know.
Fair question.
And what if you split the loot with your buddies? Can you claim your cohorts as dependents? that's one hell of a deduction. I know what the standard deduction for a single person is. It's like 14,000 something, but you get extra. You get your wife and two kids. You got like, well, you got 50 grand of deduction, Slim.
Yeah. Something like that.
Hey, you deserve it though. You got to raise them. I never begrudge anybody that. They just don't explain that. So, I mean, after that crap, I think we need a musical interlude here, but we're going to switch it up a little bit because we've got a short ad on to the car that can repossess itself story from Ford that we did last week. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's the self-driving EV. If you miss your payment, it drives itself back and forward.
Bye-bye car.
Yeah. So I wish we had this clip then, but anyway, here's our follow-up to the electric vehicle that drives itself story.
When people ask why I bought a V8 and not an electric car.
Because I'm not a fucking pussy.
Plus the sound of the, you know, I think my Audi sounds better than a BMW. I think he had a little problem in there, but. Anyway, earlier we talked about International Women's Day and the way Hershey ran the tranny of their candy, the tranny in their candy, promoting the nuts, no nuts response from Jeremy's Razor Company. That was business. But this story is our government. The White House had an International Women's Day ceremony. It was hosted by pretend Dr. Jill, the woman who wants me. Pervert. And that paragon of masculinity, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. We'll put his picture up in a minute. You'll see what I mean if you don't know who he is. I guess it was too early in the morning for Joe, or maybe they're just afraid he'd sniff everybody there. I don't know. But once again, these people write the show for us. Here's the headline. Jill Biden gives biological male Woman of Courage Award and tells them to up your game, ladies. Of course, that is a woman from Argentina. You see Blinken there. Look at that macho fuck. Huh? What a manly man he is, huh? Jesus God. Argentinian Alba Rueda was introduced at the ceremony as a transgender woman who was kicked out of classrooms, barred for sitting in for exams, and refused job opportunities, subjected to violence, and rejected by her family. But in the face of these challenges, she worked to end violence and discrimination against the LGBTQ+ community in Argentina. And from the picture, it doesn't look like she missed any meals. There you go. Okay. So it's International Women's Day. The International Women's of Courage Award goes to a chick with a dick. I cannot make this shit up. Best comment on this one, this is where I was thinking of her. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she said, it's International Women's Day. A good time to remember that Democrats can't even tell you what a woman is. This is, oh my God. Commentators across Twitter balked. Let's see if we got any more good comments down here. Nice of FLOTUS to encourage the diminishment of women on International Women's Day. Erasing women is abusive. I like that. International Women's Day. Not just for women anymore. That's a good one. I like that one. Why are Democrats working overtime to push the trans agenda? We don't know. It's not going to win them any elections. Republican National Hispanic Assembly editorial board member Jennifer Burrito Leyva tweeted, "This is disgraceful and unacceptable." But Rueda currently serves as Argentine's special envoy for sexual orientation and gender identity in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Worship. What a fucking title. That's a longer title than Sam, the tranny who stole the clothes guy, Sam Brinkman. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd steal the luggage and stuff. He had this big, long title. This is even worse. But anyway, the people in Argentina were happy about this, I guess. The anticipation in Argentina was intense over whether or not it was going to win the award. And we did capture one Argentinian viewer watching the ceremony. We've got that for you.
Palla tagliata, messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, ancora Pirlo, di testo, tiro,
you see the moment of the announcement.
That poor Bobby.
That was pretty good, huh? Yeah, it was actually a dog watching soccer, but it's okay. It was still funny. No, I'm glad that dog's happy. But we wanted to get in a comment from an American, and we did find it, so we've got this for you.
Doesn't the science say that if someone identifies as a woman, then they are?
No. I don't care if you think you're a sheepdog. It don't matter to me. Just don't come in and try to shove that shit down my throat.
If it makes someone feel better, what about their feelings?
I mean, I don't give a shit about their feelings. I'm old.
How do you know that you're a man?
How do I know that I'm a man? I guess because I got a dick.
Don't be trying to shove that shit down my throat. See, he made a funny there. He didn't even know he was making a funny there. Oh, God. I love that, though. That was great. So while job growth does continue, it's mostly hospitality and retail support jobs, the low end of the wage scale. But there may soon be some easier way to get a big paying job in high tech. Slim found one for us. It's about artificial intelligence. And no, we don't mean MSNBC. Slim, you take this over?
Yeah, no, this is, I'm sure this is satire to a certain degree, but you know, this is a kill switch engineer. And for anybody who doesn't know what a kill switch is, basically it's to take something, you know, offline. And this is an ad, you know, listen, we just need someone to stand by our servers all day and unplug them in case this thing turns on us. You receive an extensive training on the code word, which we will shout if our AI goes off the deep end.
What do they get paid?
$300,000 to $500,000 a year.
Nice.
Yeah. This is, but you know, again, like I said, this is satire, but this is real. This is actually really true. I mean, these AI companies, because AI is such a big thing right now, are going to be looking for people to stand by those servers and actually kill them if they go rogue, and they're going to go rogue. I mean, they're going to. I mean, if you get some chat bot all of a sudden spewing nuclear bullshit at some country on Twitter,
well, you know, we got Skynet.
We have a problem. So,
and Arnold's really old now, so I don't think he's saving us.
Yeah. So,
a kill switch
engineer, a kill switch engineer. They're looking for one again. It is semi.
A bucket of water.
Semi. Yeah, they're asking you to you know, bonus points if you can throw a bucket of water on our servers. You know, just in case. Yeah. So.
But you get to learn the secret code word that won't shut it down because the computers will be smarter than us by then anyway.
Pretty much.
The bucket of water is pretty much going to be our only out.
It might be. But I you guys, neither one of you are big into the AI. Neither am I. I actually think it's quite stupid. I've messed around with it a little bit, and I don't find any enjoyment with it. But I have a feeling that it could cause some problems.
Yeah, but Rick was in the movie and TV industry, so I'm sure he's dealt with a lot of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, could be, but not recently. The biggest AI thing is one of the apps where, you know, you point it at like an open field and a dinosaur is there. That's about
I'm thinking of like Lorraine Bracco in between takes.
No, because Gandolfini was still there.
Yeah.
I would have got whacked if I did, so.
Was Gandolfini actually a smart guy?
Yeah, he was great.
He came across in interviews like he was pretty bright, except for he ate himself to death, so.
He was a nice guy. All both right. of them.
Well, anyway, speaking of old people, Rick.
You couldn't let it go. I thought Slim was going to put up the picture of Dementia Boy, but no.
Well, we're going to. Long-term care is important.
Okay.
And when you get dementia, you need help getting elected. Oh, sorry. No, that wasn't in my script. Yeah. But anyway, here's a quickie. Check out these ads. Oh, Rick, when you go to the old folks home, and I want you to have good care.
Asshole.
Well, I want him to have good care. So make sure you earn that money in retirement. You know what money we're talking about, right, Slim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's.
Oh, that money.
That money. That money.
Yeah, because it's going to cost you more than that a month for a good one. It'll cost you twice that a month for a good one.
No, it ain't going to cost me that much.
Yeah, a good one's about $7,000 a month. And then if you want to party all night, you got to do at least a load a week.
It still can be done.
Okay, just making sure.
Checking. I'm good.
I care.
Thank you.
All Folk Radio cares.
That's right, we do.
So anyway, but long-term care is important. And certainly if you have dementia, you got to get help. But these are ads in Russia that offer support for mental illness homes. Where to go?
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. Does anybody in that ad look familiar to you?
Hey, look at that. Yeah, the old guy right there.
Who might that be, Rick?
Oh, I might say it might be Biden.
Because it is Biden.
There you go.
they're using ads for senile old people to go to homes, and they put Biden in the picture.
Yeah, they were spot on.
Lad going. Okay.
We were spot on.
Oh, man. Speaking of funny pictures, we got memes of the week coming up, Slimbo.
Yeah, we got a special one this week. The show picked one. The Off-Hook Radio actually picked one this week.
It's AI.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all taking over.
The show took over.
Actually, a friend of mine posted it after we'd already turned him in. Rick, what's it say?
Yeah. Only 2023, Batman. What's that? It appears to be a giant turd heading towards that fan.
That pretty much sums up the year so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Mm. It really, really, really does. Rick, we'll let you go next.
Okay, I'll go next. There's every time you can't hear people when they have a mask on, they say something. This is perfect. Dog, sit. Dog just takes your shit. Damn mask.
I liked this one. I saw this one.
That's why kids didn't understand anything.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Couldn't understand anything at work.
Oh, yeah, that would have been hard. Yeah.
All I heard was, what?
Well, they had plexiglass up half the time.
The plexiglass and the mask.
Couldn't hear shit.
That's what he did.
That's it. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your zip.
Oh, Mom, what's a contradiction? Well, believing that 18-year-olds couldn't understand their student loans, but 7-year-olds can choose their gender. There you go. Fitting with the theme.
Fitting with the theme, and I'm sticking with the theme too. Oh, so, yeah? Painting stripes on a cow doesn't make it a zebra. Just like putting makeup and a dress on a man doesn't make him a woman. So, there you go.
Look, if you want to be a drag queen, be a drag queen. There's drag queens that have a lot of talent. And yeah, most of them are gay. So what? But they realize they're drag queens. They're not trying to pretend to be a woman 24/7. I mean, I still don't understand. I've got to get somebody to explain this to me. I mentioned this last week. I don't understand why gay and lesbian people in this country who fought so hard to get respect and the ability to marry each other and some laws to protect their right to love who they want, which all of which I'm fine with, put up with this shit. You know, and Title IX, all the women in sports, all the feminists, they aren't out there fighting trans men doing weightlifting and swimming and, you know, any of this crap. I just don't understand their contradiction in terms unless they were just lying to us about what they cared about the first time. And I don't think the gay community was. Feminist, maybe. But anyway, we'll figure that out. And when we have an epiphany, we'll bring it to you.
There you go.
What else we got, Slimbo?
If you don't already, download the app, Zone Out Radio Music 24/7. We're no longer on there because we've moved to video, but there is music.
I was listening to it the other day.
Ah, cool. It's always nice when you listen to it. So, download the app. And it's for Apple or Google. And also, don't forget, subscribe to us on Rumble or YouTube. I made it simple. Just rumble.offtheradio.com or youtube.offtheradio.com. Subscribe, watch us live, and get all the archives as long as they don't take them down.
Run some reggae tomorrow around noon.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, I'll have my headphones in. I'll be listening.
Ah, you'll be doing, yeah. Okay. I like reggae. I gotcha. I know what you'll be up to.
Yeah. So as usual, we're going to end the show with the sweetest thing that I saw this week. And some things just matter more than others. And I think sometimes we need reminded of that. So we're going to try and do that here at the end of the show. I want to thank you all for watching. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I have a Babe Ruth baseball card.
That wasn't right.
How long will I love you? Long as stars are above you. And longer if I can. How long will I need you? How long will I love you? Long as stars are above you. And longer if I can.